Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. Joining me is Tiff, producing today. Hello.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. You are my galentine.
You are my galentine. Thank you so much for my gift.
My gift, by the way, was a can of Celsius.
Yes, and it was much needed.
Thank you. I like my producers like I like my Four Locos. Caffeinated. Guys, we're gonna get you through this Valentine's Day show super quick, but happy PNCE, Rockies pitchers and catchers report tomorrow to Salt River Fields. A lot of them are already there, but this is just the official start day. First day of school, you know, and these are the guys who go in early for orientation. Plus, we're going to tell you how much it's going to cost to watch the Rockies this season, because now we know. Yet we still have so many unanswered questions, so we will get into that for sure. And who is going to tell the grounds crew now to fire up the fountains? Because Jenny Kavnar, who has given so much of her professional career to us here in Colorado as Rockies fans, she is moving on to a new adventure. We're going to talk about it. You know we are. Today is February 14th. 43 days until opening day. 51 until the Rockies come back here for the home opener. 9 days until live baseball at Salt River Fields. Single digits now. Very exciting. I'm super excited. Tiff, do you get excited at like the start of a baseball season? I know you're more of a hockey girly, but...
Yeah, it's kind of like the turn of spring usually. Like, yeah. Baseball season kind of like means that we're getting close to warm times, and so I love it.
We're getting so close.
We're getting close. Fall spring is upon us.
It's very much fall spring right now. I mean, I'll take it. Like, I need it for my mental health. I need a little warmth. I'm like already so excited seeing like all the different teams, because like a lot of teams have already started reporting. Hell, the Dodgers, their pitchers and catchers reported last freaking week. What are the Rockies waiting for? Why can't the Rockies report early and start working on stuff early?
It'd be fun.
You know,
maybe if they enjoyed themselves a little bit more, they'd win a few more games.
Need more rest? Although, I think the Padres and the Dodgers do technically start their season earlier, because they will kick off the season in Korea. It's the first ever regular season game that will be in Korea. Dodgers-Padres, March 20th and 21st. So the season actually does start early for them. So you know what? I guess it's they should be getting there early. But
hopefully they get some cool content in Korea. That'd be awesome.
That's going to be so cool. That's going to be so much fun. When do we at least we got a Mexico game. I'm so excited for the Mexico series. That will be fun. You know what else is always fun? Empire today. I love the theme song, and you all know the theme song from your youth. They're still at it. Empire Today is still around, still the best in the biz. And with Empire Today, you get that shop at home convenience and the right product for your needs and a quick and professional installation, plus a price match guarantee. The best place to go to get new flooring. Don't go with the copycats. Go with Empire Today. But you can schedule a free in-home estimate. They also have this thing where you can kind of virtually figure out what certain floors are going to look like. But if you're serious, you can schedule a free in-home estimate. All listeners can receive a $350 discount when they use promo code DNVR, like the title of the show. Some restrictions do apply, but go to empiretoday.com/DNVR. For details. Circa Sportsbook, too. Always a good time with Circa, whether you're using the app or whether you are at the casino. It's Vegas's first ever adult-only casino resort. I know the whole freaking All City crew was just out there. Again, I cannot stress this enough. I don't know how anyone made it back alive, but they did. No. For legal purposes, I'm joking. They've got the world's largest sports book. They've got a big casino. They've got Stadium Swim with a giant 143-foot LED screen. It's open all year. It's always pool season at Circa. And they've got 500 rooms. This is no small little place. Not a little operation. They've got 500 rooms, suites, all different layouts. They've got restaurants. They've got some really great things to offer. So if you're heading out to Vegas for anything, I don't know, what do people go to Vegas for these days? What don't they go to Vegas for is the better question. But use code DNVR if you are booking at Circa. You're going to get 20% off that room. And trust me, you need the discount. If you're going to Vegas, you're not messing around. Have a little extra money to do some gambling. Gamble responsibly. If you're not going to Vegas anytime soon, the Circa Sportsbook app is here right here in Colorado. Download the app at circasports.com. But yeah, Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right, let's get into some actual things to talk about. We have to talk about Jenny Kavnar because the news broke yesterday that she will be the new play-by-play announcer for the Oakland A's. And this is really exciting. We're also excited for her, obviously, because we have watched how talented she is for years. She has been here for so long. I know a lot of us here are shook and like a little depressed because, I mean, not only is she so talented, anyone who's ever worked with her or met her or been around her knows she is one of the kindest people around, especially one of the kindest people in the biz that can be. And it's a crazy business. So she's amazing. We love her. But yeah, she is leaving Colorado. Huge loss for the Rockies, for sure. The biggest win for the A's, probably their biggest offseason acquisition. Listen, she's got 5 Emmys. She's been in this biz for 20 years, 17 of them covering baseball. But yeah, huge loss. She's also going to be the first primary play-by-play announcer in all of Major League Baseball history. That is a big deal, you guys. Like, yes, she has called so many games for the Rockies, but she's not the primary play-by-play person. That's true. So it's great that she has her spot now. And it's fun. It's just also the nature of the business. Yeah, Drew Goodman's obviously not going anywhere anytime soon. He keeps he's like a finely tuned machine. Like, he like eats healthy. He's like working out. Like, he will be with us for a long time, guys. So it's nice that Jenny has found somewhere to go where she can be the broadcaster she wants to be. But she was on Loud Outs yesterday talking to Spilly, of course, because he hosts that show. She told us, she told us on the radio that the home base is still going to be Colorado for her next year. They're not going to uproot to Oakland when the team's probably not staying in Oakland for much longer. But because of that, yeah, she'll be doing like a lot of the road games, probably all of the home. A lot of the road games, probably all of them. Select home games. But yeah, she'll be traveling a lot. That will be so much fun. But yeah, no word on what the new home run call would be out there. Would it be fire up like the demolition crew? Fire up the moving van to Vegas? Like, we don't know. We don't know what the call is going to be. I think she said like you can tweet some suggestions to her. But yeah, she also mentioned, oh, it's an extra challenge. It's an extra challenge to cover a team and to call games for a team that's struggling because the stories do not write themselves. You have to put in that extra work to go find the stories, to make sure you are building and maintaining all of those relationships. But she's got a lot of experience from here in Colorado because that is also the situation out here. I am so sorry that I have missed all of these comments. Not missed them, but you know, I see them and I haven't commented on the comments. Justin in the chat, Drew Goodman is returning to TV. Yeah, their plan, although we don't know who's all coming back, the plan is to have almost everyone come back. Drew Goodman, I would bet a lot of money that he will be one of them. Will in the chat, happy Bobby Valentine's Day. Bobby Valentine, my favorite manager of all time. He is a freaking character. Corliss in the chat, happy Valentine's Day. I'm feeling the love in San Francisco. Yeah, we'll tell you a little more about what's going on in San Francisco in a bit. We're keeping tabs on our own division. Will says someone else also has a birthday tomorrow. Is it your birthday tomorrow, Will? Well, happy birthday. Happy Aquarius season. And Sergio, damn, I missed the first 15 minutes. No, don't worry. We just started. We started late because for the second show in a row, someone else was recording something in here during my very valuable showtime. But it's okay. You guys stuck with it, and I appreciate that. It was good content, I will say. I saw the content being made. It was some freaking good content. I just don't know. I cannot imagine. It's hard to imagine Rocky's broadcast without the voice of Jenny Kavner, bringing it back to our first topic of the day. Just an absolute legend. NBC Sports, they put out their statement, and the NBC Sports Bay Area general manager said Jenny is a very talented announcer with significant experience covering baseball. She's been a groundbreaking professional who's earned the admiration of fans and her peers throughout her career. Yeah. Yeah, that's accurate. That is accurate. It's so nice also seeing, like, oh my gosh, I heard about this everywhere. Like, it was on like the MLB TV, or not MLB TV, MLB Network, like news ticker. Like, this was like big news. I heard it everywhere. I'm so happy for her. Yeah. And also, like, I mean, if you obviously, like, she's great at play-by-play, she probably wants to do it more. And it's so nice that she has found a space where she can do that, dedicate more time to that craft. It's so fun. So freaking fun. Yeah, the Rockies put out a tweet, too, congratulating her. Thank you for 12 great seasons with the Rockies. Good luck in the San Francisco area, in the Bay Area. I'm like reading a tweet that is at NBC Sports Athletics is what I meant to say. Yeah. All right. Can I talk? Who knows? Who cares? It's Valentine's Day. Let's just roll with it. Guys, roll into your local Circle K. Maybe while you're getting some gas, hop into the store, buy some stuff. You can join the Inner Circle, by the way. It's totally free. All you need is an email address and a phone number. And with that, you're going to get your first 5 fill-ups of gas. Those are going to be 25 cents off a gallon. What a great deal. Here's a little perk that you don't even need to join the Inner Circle for. You can get a free Polar Pop of any size from Colorado Circle K by texting DNVR to 31310. That's DNVR to the number 31310. I am tongue twisted today, you guys. Message and data rates may apply, but periodic reoccurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. And if you want to join the Inner Circle, use that QR code on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube, or go to CircleK.com/inner-circle for more information. Maybe you need some more information about Breck Brew. Maybe where to find your favorite brew. Well, you know, we can always find it right here at the DNVR bar. They are our official, our original OG craft beer sponsor. They've been with us since day freaking one. The beer of the month is Avalanche Ale. You can get a pint of it for $6 here at the DNVR bar. But Breck's got a beer for any occasion, whatever your favorite one is. Check out the Breck Beer Locator to find a beer near you at breckbrew.com. There we go. All right. super relevant to that piece of broadcast news we had. We've got more information on what that broadcast plan is going to look like for the Colorado Rockies. Patrick Saunders, Denver Post, pointed this all out to us this morning, put out a story about the pricing, because we've got the pricing and the Rockies have launched the site, Rockies.tv. If you're watching us on YouTube, we can show you what that site looks like. But right now, it's really just the plan. So, yeah, Rockies.tv has launched. So we know where they're streaming. We don't know at all yet, by the way, when or if or how or where they're going to be on like regular TV. Because really the plan is supposed to be some local stations should be airing Rockies games that are free over the air. And we don't know that yet. So we've got the website for streaming, still no local TV option, still no announcement on if or when they will be broadcasting spring training games. And we should really know that information by now, but we don't. And that is a damn shame because we've known all offseason that this was going to be what we were working with. So I don't know what the holdup is, but there's a holdup. So here's the prices, by the way. This is the information we get from Rockies.tv. It's $200 for a full season of all the teams plus blackout-free Rockies. And if you wanted to do that monthly, it's $40 a month. It's $100 for the full season of just Rockies, blackout-free, $20 a month if you want to do that. Here's the downside. With no, you know, TV, like traditional TV over the air plan in place, right now your only option to see any Rockies games is to pay for that service. And that's on top of whatever other cable packages that you might have to watch all the other Denver sports teams. We still don't know which spring training games will be available or broadcast. Here's why I think it's not totally fair, not having all of this ironed out before spring training. I think that's so unfair to customers who might want to get an MLB TV package to watch other teams, like a lot of baseball nerds do. But you're not going to get anything from the Rockies yet. So I just don't know that that is totally fair to customers. I think it's also a little unfair that we don't know how many games are going to be broadcast over the air yet, like actual basic cable. I don't think it's a great deal. Like the package isn't cheap. Like it's more expensive than like the sports add-on packages that you would get from your cable company, but you're just getting one team. I think it's a good deal if you cut out cable and you only want to watch baseball, which to be fair, like, I mean, if I had to choose one thing, I'd probably just choose baseball and then like
nothing but baseball.
Nothing but baseball. I mean, like during baseball season, like I don't watch anything else anyway. I don't consume anything other than baseball during baseball season.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have to be the...
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's my job, but that's also why it's my job, because it's like my whole freaking life. Yeah. So like I was looking also at... I was looking at like how much I am paying for like my sports packages. So when I moved to Colorado, I got DirecTV Stream, which is not cheap, but you get a lot. And it's like about like an extra $20 for like the add-on for all of the sports. But I'm getting all of the sports, or at least yeah. I used to. I won't have the Rockies there anymore. But like I got it because I was like, this is the only place where I can get AT&T Sportsnet and Altitude. Because we have had such a bad fucking deal here in Colorado. It is so unfair.
Yeah. And somebody in the comments mentioned we got cronkied again. Yeah. Like it kind of just feels like we just like keep getting the short end of the stick as Colorado sports fans.
Yeah. Eric does ask, will the Rockies ever be on TV again? Probably. Probably. Again, what we have been told is that the plan is to have the Rockies over the air on basic cable, something you could get on a satellite if you have one of those. A satellite.
Channel
an antenna.
Two, channel even... four.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It is, yeah. I think it's very unfair. It's just, this sucks for fans in Colorado because we've already had to jump through hoops to watch other teams. And now, like, the team with the... Well, actually, the Broncos technically have the worst record.
Zing.
Lately. But, yeah, it's not fair. And I genuinely don't know how many people are going to pay that amount of money just to stream the Rockies for every game.
And I think it's something that people always remind me for, like, oh, why doesn't Altitude just make a streaming service? Not everybody's, like, keen to that stuff. Like, mm-hmm. it's so much easier just to have things on television
yeah.
that you're kind of, you're cutting out a pretty core base of your audience. Like, mm-hmm. let's be fair on who the general market of baseball fans are. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to push it to a streaming platform. That doesn't, yeah, you're right. It just doesn't seem fair.
Also, I mean, like, baseball has so many fans that are just older. That are older and aren't as tech savvy. I mean, I know when
exactly.
Major League Baseball switched to just ticketing on your cell phone, not being able to get paper tickets. I mean, like my friend's dad who lives in like Lonsdale, Minnesota, he was like, I have a flip phone. He was like, I literally can't go to Twins games now.
Right.
And that sucks.
And it's easy for like us to say, oh, use a VPN, but yeah, like I'm
like smart. I don't even know how to use a fucking VPN,
right?
And like, so I don't know how to do that.
It's so unrealistic for people to just be like, oh, just steal a stream or like whatever, and it's like that's just not like viable for most people.
It's not. It's. I mean, I've never stolen a stream. I'll use anyone's login, but I don't even know where you would find that stuff. I just like, I'm also like such a wuss. I'm afraid that like the CIA is going to be knocking on my door. Like, you illegally streamed a Rockies game and we're taking you in.
One time, May 20th, 2025. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's all very complicated. And it's also so complicated for like streaming rights versus digital rights. Like I'm not a media lawyer, okay? But yeah, $20 for a full season of all the teams plus the Rockies, not blacked out. $100 for a full season of just Rockies, blackout free. Ryan, who does our social media, pointed this out to me earlier. He was like, oh yeah, the Padres are... So Padres TV, they've already announced their spring training broadcast schedule, but they're also offering that for free. Which I think is very nice of them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hopefully, if and when the Rockies are able to announce that we're going to have spring training games broadcast on Rockies TV, I would hope that those would be free. I would hope. I think that's expensive. Please,
$5 if you want spring training.
Yeah, like, who? I don't think anyone's spending $20 for a month of... like a couple of spring training games broadcast, because they don't broadcast all of the games. It's always been select few. I will say this. Okay. I know I've been like bitching about the price though. If that price means that they can hire back the whole AT&T Sportsnet crew, like on camera, behind the scenes too. Like,
yes, that's a great point.
If they can bring everyone back, I like love that. Also, another thing to keep in mind from what I've heard, it's not going to be like half hour, hour long pregame shows like we're used to. It's going to be like a 15 minute pregame show. So yeah. And that sucks. And that's so also another reason why like not everyone's going to be able to come back, because like not everyone's going to have a job available for them.
Right.
So like, I hate that like this message has been put out where like, we're going to bring everyone back. Like they're not bringing everyone.
Feasible.
It's like, and that sucks. Cause I mean, I genuinely like everyone who is part of that Rockies crew for AT&T Sportsnet. Like, they are genuinely great people to be around. So I want them to all have jobs. Is that so much to ask for? That all my friends have jobs? Let me see actually how many games the Padres are broadcasting this spring training. Oh my gosh. Why are there so many pop-ups? On this Padres blog. Oh my gosh, get the hell out of here. Where's the schedule? Hold on, I'm scrolling down. All right, so they are... All right, so the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, the 27th. Okay, Is this like all of the spring training games? It's a lot of these spring training games. I don't see a lot of gaps in the schedule. Yeah, so they're offering a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. This is also including like what's just radio, what's just broadcast. They're offering a lot. They are offering a lot of games. Man, Rockies win. Win. Yeah, I'm just reading the comments over here. I think the Rockies have a long way to go being a contender. What do you think? Yeah, we got a couple years. We got a couple of years. That is for freaking sure. Yeah. We keep saying like, 2025. But now Shohei's here in the division. And he'll be pitching in 2025. So I don't know about that, actually. Will in the comments, I would pay that price if they show the games on the backfield, not just the regular spring training games. Yeah, there usually aren't a lot of cameras back there on the backfields. It's fun though, man. I love spring training. I can't wait to get down there. I'll be down there for like the first couple of days. I'm doing like the quickest trip to Arizona known to man. Cause I have to go to Mexico like right after that. So
you have to, you just have to go to Mexico right after that.
I mean, I have a family wedding. I know. So
just the way you were like, oh gosh, I just like have to go to Mexico.
I have to
cut my trip for spring training short.
I know. I think we'll be back. I think we're aiming for like towards the end of the season so we can like kind of roll it into MLB opening day. Cause the Rockies start the season in Arizona. So like, it would just make sense.
Your dedication is just...
I am here for you guys. I really am. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Moving on.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's talk about some baseball headlines. It's waiver week. This is the thing that I just made up. As we approach spring training, a ton of guys are getting DFA'd, getting picked up on waivers. I'm going to keep an eye on the Rockies transactions. They could pick up someone on the cheap cheap. Jorge Soler, not on the cheap cheap. The Giants just picked up Jorge Soler. They just signed him to three years, $42 million. John Morosi reported this. And that is a big name coming to our division. It just feels like everyone's kind of like on this level, and then like the Rockies are not on that level right now. But then again, it would be wasteful to be going out there and spending on guys right now because we're not in it this year. All we can do is hope for improvement. All we can do is hope that the great prospects that we have coming up are developing in a timely manner for us, the fans. Okay. What else do we have? Some new City Connects coming this year. MLB put out a nice long graphic telling us all of the new City Connects that are coming this season. We've got the Guardians, the Tigers, the Twins, the Mets, the Phillies, the Cardinals, the Rays, the Blue Jays, and the Dodgers. Apparently the Dodgers are getting new City Connect uniforms this year. Of course, they've worn those bright blue ones. Actually, literally, the City Connects like look like this shirt if you're watching us. It's like the bright blue shirt, bright blue pants. All it did was say Los Dodgers on the front, which was lazy. Lazy considering you demolished beautiful Mexican-American communities to make Dodger Stadium. Lazy. Lazy Dodgers. But they did. They were right with us because, you know, it's a lot of blue on blue. Like eventually they did switch to white pants with the blue jersey. But still, yeah, I've actually never been a fan of the Dodgers City Connect. I didn't know you could just decide that you want a new City Connect. I didn't know you were allowed to just like do that.
Must be nice.
A source did really tell me that the Dodgers just want that new. That's what I was told. So they're getting it. The Philly City Connect might have actually already been leaked. It's blue and yellow, like the Philly flag, which it was a show that I was on with Yaya, actually, like maybe a week or two ago. And I didn't even know what the Philadelphia flag looked like. I was under the impression that the Philadelphia flag was the Philly New England 41-33 final score flag from Super Bowl 52. I was under the impression this was this was the city flag of Philadelphia. So to find out that there's like actually like a flag, news to me. Right? He is everything right.
He's the mayor.
He is the mayor. I mean, he's been the mayor of Philly since the Super Bowl parade speech. Yeah. Dressed in a freaking mummer's costume. It was very Philly. I know, like, this is not a Philly show. I'm too Philly for Colorado, but I'm not Philly enough anymore for Philly.
Not Philly to go to PHLY.
I'm not. I'm really not. I can't go back to Philly. I get into too many fights.
Oh, okay. I was just about to call you soft, but you just said you get too many fights. Like, no. Oh, you've gone soft?
Well, here's
no.
The thing. There's like a thing. There's a thing in Philly that I like to call the Philly baptism, where it's like everyone has to get into like, or like a Philly bar mitzvah. Everyone gets into one big fist fight at some point in their lives. Everyone in my family has had theirs. I haven't had mine. And I don't want to have mine. I'm too old. I'm a little too public right now. I think that would be kind of detrimental to my career. But yeah. What are we going to do? I'm excited to see some of these new City Connects.
For the content.
No, it's bad. It wouldn't be good content. That's not what I stand for anymore. I'm a nice girl. I'm a nice Colorado girl now.
Okay.
Tim's like, okay, yeah, keep telling yourself that. And oh my gosh, Adam Wainwright announced he is joining the MLB network as an analyst. He's also going to be working with Fox Sports. He said to stay in the game is exciting. Of course, we know he just retired. I don't know how he's going to keep up with all these broadcasting jobs and his country music career. You know who will ask about this at some point? Katie Wu. We will ask her. What else do we have? Tony in the chat might consider Rockies TV stream. I mean, honestly, if you want to watch the Rockies, like, that's just what you have to do. Yeah, I'm going to shell out $100 so I can watch them. But that's like also so expensive. Like, what sports bars are going to show Rockies games now? Like, I feel like the Rockies tend to be an afterthought for a lot of places that show games. So I kind of... I don't know. I'm worried. But yeah, Tony, I mean, yeah, I'm totally going to get the Rockies stream. I just, man, life is so expensive now. I'm feeling pretty down about it. Will in the chat, imagine if social media was around during the first turn ahead the clock jerseys. I love those, though. They're so extra. Oh, Ragnar asking, isn't that the Geno's flag? Like the cheesesteak place? First of all, Geno's fucking sucks. So does Pat's. Go literally anywhere else. It's definitely a flag that is like made by Barstool. It's the Barstool Philly flag for sure. But like also when you go down the shore, like people have that flag set up in the sand. It's pretty wild how like Eagles fans are just going to be obsessed with that one thing for the rest of their lives, including myself. Yeah. All right. So it's Valentine's Day. We'll move on. Valentine's Day. I made some Valentines on my own time. They are very Rockies themed, and I'm very proud of I'm very proud of the work that I've done here. Let's start off with B-Rod. More like B-Rod mine. Be mine. Yeah. So fun. So extra. I love the KB mine. We have so many bees over here with the candy hearts. I love this. I'm, again, so freaking proud of these. I like the Adiel Amador one. Adiel Amador you. It's a deep cut. You really got to be paying attention.
Well, and it was one of those ones that, like, reading in my head, I was like, I don't get it. And then when I read it out loud, I was like, haha, I like it.
Deep cut.
I love it.
Let's get nasty tonight. Maybe Chuck Nasty tonight. I just want to use your love tonight. Okay, I won't sing today. Will you be my lovebird? A la Jake Bird. Is this the picture of him yelling at Bryce Harper? I love when Jake Bird gets excited. It's so fun. This one is one of my favorites. I'm jonesing to be your Valentine. This might be my favorite one. There he is. If you're watching us on YouTube, I'm jonesing to be your Valentine. Thanks. Thanks. Last one. It's an Ezekiel Tovar themed one. You shortstop my heart. What a pun. Wait, there's one more. Who did I forget? Oh my gosh. Best for last. You're a catch, Valentine, featuring the guy who catches better than anyone, at least in center field, and that is our Gold Glover, Brenton Doyle. He will dive for it all, and he'll catch it all. Gotta catch him all. I'm going to get sued today. Will Carpenter, the Philly flag has a guy falling off the arm of a traffic light. I mean, that is the time-honored tradition. And, like, it actually is, like, a real tradition. This is why people from Philly are so good at climbing all those poles. There is a competition at... So Philly has a very old Italian market where all the Italians in South Philly used to go grocery shopping. And, like, you can still go grocery shopping there. Like, my family used to live a block away from the Italian market. So it's like, oh, my gosh, yeah, this is just a thing you go to get your groceries. But they have a big festival every May. And one of the competitions is you have to climb a greased telephone pole. And, like, people do this. And I think, like, there's, like, a thing, a ham at the top, like a big thing of prosciutto. At the top.
I love that.
Like, it's very Italian. That's why people from Philly are so good at climbing things, because it's literally a competition.
It's like hazing.
Like anything. They're just primed to be like that.
It's an initiation tactic.
It is an initiation tactic. Who else is going to spring training, by the way? Let me know in the comments, because I would love to know when we'll be running into everyone. I'm so stoked. I booked the Airbnb. It's an Airbnb that I've booked before. And when I was there a couple of years ago, they were building a pool. And the pool is done now. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. For the like 36 hours I'm going to Arizona. Yeah. Justin, what does Justin have to say in the chat? You're paying for Rocky's TV. Yeah, I'm going to pay for it too. Gonna have to. We got to remind the bar to buy it. Like, hey, by the way,
one more thing.
Don't forget.
Yeah, for
please
real.
Please do not forget to buy this before the season starts.
Yeah,
good
that's a
Lord.
Good idea. We should definitely make sure we do that.
Tiff, what are your Valentine's Day plans?
I don't really have any. I think I might take myself out to a little dinner. Single, so
I love
yeah,
that.
I might just take myself out, maybe go to a movie by myself, because I love doing that kind of shit, so.
Yeah, honestly, like, go into a bar, like, go into your favorite restaurant, sit at the bar, get a glass of wine, get your favorite dish, and just, like, vibe. So much fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've done that so many Valentine's days.
That's my fave. I don't mind it at
best.
All.
Thank you for being my Galentine today.
Of course. Do you have any big plans?
Oh my, can you believe? So, I'm going to go out with my boyfriend tonight.
He even asked you to be his Valentine?
Well, here's the thing. It's also his birthday.
Oh my God. Okay. All right.
So, like, I feel like it's so actually it's like a competition. I thought it was like a competition. I was like, okay, who's going to do more for the
what?
Other person?
Competition? Competitive? You? No.
Well, like I said to him this morning, I was like, oh, yeah, it's like a fun competition. And he was like, it's not a competition. And I was like, but it is. But it is. That's like a chaotic birthday to have. I don't know what's worse, if you're a guy and your birthday is Valentine's Day, or if you're a girl and your birthday is Valentine's Day. Because I know everyone I know whose birthday is on Valentine's Day hates it.
Oh, I can imagine.
Hates it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's a bummer of a day if you don't have anyone. And it's an annoying day if you do. And it's like you got to share the holiday. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can kind of get it because my birthday is like right before Christmas. But, man, Valentine's Day is a tough one. It's a tough one. You know, it's not a tough one. Following us on social media. Tiff, what's that handle?
Tiffany with an I underscore Tano on all platforms.
Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And make sure you are keeping up with all the latest Rockies news and terrible memes that I make at DNVR underscore Rockies. We're going to keep you posted as we find out more about all the questions we still have for this upcoming season. But we're going to leave you there. Happy Valentine's Day. And Tiff, you know what I like to say to close out a show?
What do you like to say, Suze?
That's baseball. That's the show. We will talk to you Friday at 4:30 Mountain Time right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel.
We all silly like the mayor.